Welcome, everyone, to our meditation, our special meditation for Hurricane Dean. I am so grateful that you're here. I know we've got people on the call from around the United States as well as Jamaica, so we're very pleased that you're here. As you know, when we send out, when we get this call to come, it's because we know that whatever is affecting others is ultimately affecting us. So I am very, very grateful that you felt guided to serve today, especially on such short notice, to join us in what I truly believe is a very sacred circle. And when I say sacred, I mean holy. That's what the word sacred means. We are here doing divine work that comes through us. We're not doing the work. We're opening ourselves up. We're opening our hearts up. But we have volunteered to show up and do this sacred work. So I am very grateful to be in your company today. And for all those who may be listening later to this recording.
Are you going to put this on mute? Because there has been some...
What I was going to ask you, yes, that if we're, this is going to be interactive, that there'll be a moment when you can be on mute right now, and if you do that, you simply hit star 6.
There'll be
a moment when you can then unmute yourself, because we'll all have an opportunity to share special inspirations, prayers, thanks that you may be bubbling up inside of you that you wish to share with Hurricane Dean or anyone else here today. And so at that point, then you can unmute yourself and just simply put star 6 again. And so just so you'll know that. And then I will, of course, be speaking during this time. This is not expected to be a long meditation. We don't have to be long. It's not how long we are here together. It is our concerted, focused intention, the feeling inside that shifts everything that we do. And that's what we're here to do today. We are really here, the intention that I am given when I'm asked to bring us together to do this and to lead this meditation is really one of transformation. Hurricane Dean is giving us an opportunity to transform not just Hurricane Dean, dissipate his energy, his intensity, his existence, to shift his direction and path and guide him to the path of least destruction. But it's also an opportunity for us to transform consciousness, not just the world's consciousness, when we think consciousness, the collective consciousness, but also our consciousness, because each of us has the power to transform the greater consciousness. We are all pieces of grain on the beach, if you will, and there can be no beach unless there's us. So to transform consciousness is about transforming ourselves, and this may be the greatest gift that these hurricanes, including Hurricane Dean, bring us, for us to transform our personal storms. I was guided to check the book Messages from God, as many of you know, a book that came through me with inspirational messages, divine messages, to see if there was a message for today. And our message for our guiding meditation today, for our guiding meditation, is from page 115. And it says, stop anticipating, show up. Stop anticipating, show up. And I asked what that meant for us today in light of our purpose here today. And I was guided to know it's about to come forward without judgment. So much around us anticipating, there's judgment, there's presumptions. It's so easy to get caught up in the emotion or what has happened in the past, images and feelings of the past. Instead of staying present, we're asked to stay present, to show up, stay centered, stay grounded. And the place, since we are divine beings, is to stay grounded in love right now, in this meditation, in all your thoughts, the best you can after this, no matter what you hear and expose to about Hurricane Dean or any others that may follow. Do your best to not get caught up in the media's emotions. And this is our opportunity to, in showing up, it's about showing up as your God self, as your higher self, showing up as your spirit self, to be at peace. Because to be at peace is to allow the divine to work through you And that's how miracles happen. They do not happen. They cannot happen if we're anticipating. If we're anticipating without realizing it, we are subconsciously blocking all the passageways. We're tightening up and there's resistance. It's as if you've got tied up in knots. And so to show up is to be at peace. Open yourself up to be the true vessel of divine love who you are, so we may do this work now. And that is what we're asked to do today in the message from God. So now I ask you to kind of go inside, and if you wish, take a couple gentle, gentle breaths. Maybe open your arms up as if they were your angel wings. Feel the air around you as your heart expands, as your chest expands with each breath, ever so gently. Breathe into your heart center. Just breathe love. Take it slow. There's no rush. We're always reminded there's more than enough time. No anticipating. Gentle breaths, deep breaths, and with each breath, see your heart center expanding larger and larger. The color of peace, whatever color peace is for you. Most associate the heart center with the color of green or pink. Just breathe into your heart center and feel that love inside of you with each breath. And see the glorious sun that's outside of you, inside of you, shining pure truth, pure love on every cell and atom that radiates from your heart now. With each breath, see that golden white light shining on your heart chakra as it expands, as it twinkles, as it shimmers, like the sun shining on the waters of the ocean of your heart now. Calm it down. Feel absolute peace. Gentle, gentle waters. Allow the divine light inside to shine its spotlight on any shadows that may be lingering in your heart center. You don't have to work at it. Just allow yourself to be guided. And wherever there's a shadow, the color is not as bright as other places, allow God's magic, God's pure love and light to shine on it now. Release that darkness, that shadow, that seeming ominous cloud under grace. Have it simply melt away back to the nothingness from where it came. And in its place, it is filled with absolute pure love and light. Just allow that golden light to shine wherever there may be a shadow, a slick. It could be in a crevice. Just be a spot. Allow it to be transformed with grace now. And each time, feel and see the wholeness radiating inside of you. That's it. Feel absolute, cool, gentle, calm, lightness flowing from your heart center now, radiating to every cell and atom of your being. And when you're ready, allow this beautiful, purified energy from your heart center to extend from your heart center across your chest center, through your arms. Just feel every cell and atom tingling alive with this pure love essence. Allow it to flow through your arms, your hands, your fingers, your heart. And imagine yourself out there in the universe with each of us now. And this radiating love inside of you is coming forth through you and connecting with the radiating love from each of us on this call now. See that glorious green ball of light with golden light all around it and through it. See it in front of you, behind you, above you, below you. Huge radiating energy, green, calm, peace, gentle yet powerful energy flowing in and around and through you and to joining each of us now. Feel that love swirling all around ever so gently and watch that energy as we bring it together. Here high above our dear Mother Earth, focus your energy towards the Caribbean. And you'll see another energy pattern, another child of God, Hurricane Dean, who is swirling there. And I ask you to see Dean as a child of God, who Dean is. When you're focusing your energy on Dean, and we're doing this collectively, from our heart center, not our head, we're sending 10 billion megahertz of this golden green love energy directly to Dean's heart center and send it and see it swirling in a clockwise motion. See it spinning clockwise. We're shifting the direction and slowing it down. It doesn't matter what speed it's projected to be at. It doesn't matter what course it's projected to be at. Together we have the power to request of Dean to take the path of least resistance. To acknowledge Dean for being the child of God who Dean is. To acknowledge Dean for being like us, another living being, part of God's greater plan, a life force as we are, knowing we are all one. Acknowledge Dean that Dean truly has come for a life purpose, just as we have, as all beings do. And from your heart center, just send out love. Seeing this love spinning clockwise and Dean spinning clockwise. And as he spins clockwise, the energy slows. The waters become cooler and cooler and cooler. Calmer, is that such a word? More calm and more calm. And the air becomes gentle, cool, gentle breezes. And the rain becomes simply a summer shower. Gentle, cool water, gentle, light breezes, gentle, calm, cool waters. And God's light is shining on all through us now, bringing this tremendous love, 10,000 megahertz of green love light energy radiating through our hearts, our collective hearts upon Hurricane Dean. With the deep prayers and thanks for your willingness to be transformed, your willingness to go back to the nothingness from which we all eventually will return to, your willingness to take the path of least resistance now under God's divine grace, the path of least destruction now under God's divine grace. Holding the space of divine love, filled with green energy, as you radiate it from your heart, I'd like to share with you the message Dean gave me a few minutes ago before we started today's meditation. I asked Dean if he had a message, and he said yes. I am pleased to be asked. I bring the message of peace. Yes. I look large, ominous, and like a real threat. A bully, if you will. Do not believe what you see. I am all heart. I have a large, passionate heart. Like all beings, connecting with my heart, touching me from the inside out, brings inner peace and transformation for my outer behavior. Acknowledge me as all seeming bullies. With love. See me right, be at peace. See me right, respond with right thoughts and feelings. See me right, release all judgment. I bring the message of peace, the message that no matter what travesties, adversities, threats you have ever experienced, now is the time to see them right. See them with the eyes of the divine. See them with love. Allow the pressure, tension, stress that you have been holding onto long after the incident simply dissolve back to the nothingness that they came from, just as you desire for me. All is well. Be peace. Be your divine being now. Thank you, dear Hurricane Dean. Holding that space of divine love inside your heart, allowing yourself to continue to be this incredible channel of divine love. Seeing Dean right now. Seeing him with love, feel that outpouring love flowing through you, transforming and healing every cell of your being as it passes through you to each of us to Hurricane Dean. Cool, gentle, calming, light waters, winds. Energy, the energy of divine love, just a whisper passing through, holding the wisdom of the ages right now in each of us, through each of us, to Hurricane Dean. And at this time, if you feel so inspired, please share any messages, prayers, thanks you may have with Hurricane Dean, centering on his heart center, as he told us, his huge, passionate heart. If you'd like, you can unmute, hit *6. And share any prayers, inspirations, thoughts, thanks that you may have.
I am Carla, and
yes.
I have a message.
Yes.
In a singing form.
Okay.
And it comes from a heart.
Yes.
And it sounds like this. I am
Very much, Carla. That's beautiful. What we're sending here, we know, is vibration, the vibration of love. And that was another very powerful way to transform that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dula in Jamaica, are you still on the call?
That's okay.
Hear all of it.
See, would you like to share something, White Star?
Yes, I'm here. Yes,
okay,
Bula,
thank
yes.
you.
Oh, Beulah, I wanted you to share with us whatever you can, please.
We're keeping a focus or message for Dean. Any messages of thanks, prayers, inspiration?
I don't have a message, but I know that this is right and true because I woke up with this morning.
That I was
in a state of anxiety and stress, mm-hmm. and a lot of things were coming to mind, and I realized that something was that I had to quell my inner storms.
Yes.
And so I did that work, and I've been very peaceful and balanced ever since. So I know that this is true.
Thank you. And that's what we're here to do, to heal and calm the inner storms for not just us, but the larger humanity, because that's where all
yes.
storms come from.
Yes.
Thank you so much for acknowledging that. So we send blessings, absolute pure blessings and love and thanks to Hurricane Dean for reminding us of this powerful message to be at peace, to heal our inner storms, release them with love, as we wish him to do, to go back to the nothingness from where they came. Last call for anyone who has a message or inspiration or prayer.
This is Eunice.
Yes.
In Omaha.
Yes.
And I have been using my pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the very beginning, while the talking was going on, my pendulum was releasing a lot of negative energy.
Yeah.
In fact, it's, every once in a while it does release more on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling a terrific sense of peace.
Yeah.
With the white dove light,
mm-hmm.
and harmony, and joy, and
yeah.
I'm feeling that energy that we have just put together and sending
mm-hmm.
out has really reached some amazing depth.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And you know what? We're not alone, because Dean had to be willing to be receptive. So we're so grateful for that, too.
I just wanted to say that, too. My communication to Dean is thank you so much for being so open and receptive to us and to this, and your initial communication with them.
Right.
I'm so grateful for that receptiveness.
Right.
We're so grateful for the peace.
Thank you, White Star, for bringing us together. Thank
oh,
you.
You're most welcome.
A whole moment.
Yes, thank you.
Scott, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Is there anything that you would like to communicate to Dean?
Oh, I have on a personal level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I send him a lot of green and gold energy.
Right.
A lot of love to go with it. And I allowed it to work in the way that it needed to work.
Exactly. Remember, we honor all life and know that all life comes in with a divine purpose, as Dean has. And Dean is a great spiritual teacher for humanity right now. So we bless you and thank you, Dean. We're still sending our focused energy of love light, 10 billion megahertz of green love energy flowing through our collective beings now. And when you hold this space, as we know the power of words, as we acknowledged earlier, I share with you that I and we honor you. You may want to repeat this yourself. As I say, I honor you, you may wish to repeat, I honor you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
We send you blessings and great thanks.
send you blessings.
Thank you.
And now, see, Dean simply releasing himself back to the nothingness from where he came, under grace. And ever so gently, bring the divine love that's flown through you, through each of us. See it come back around you personally. This globe of green, golden green light, circling above and around and below you in a perfect sphere. Just feel the energy radiating around you that you have just shared with others and with Dean. Acknowledge it, feel it, be one with this absolute pure love and light, radiating, powerful, magnificent peace. And when you're ready, just breathe it back into your heart center. Integrate it into your physical being. Allow it to get comfortable, totally intertwined with your being. And know that the love that you feel right now, that we've shared together, radiates completely, wholly, in all its magnificence, through every cell and atom of your being. You are divine love. Namaste. Just be with that energy. Be at peace. There's no rush here.
Phoenix, are you still intending to do another meditation later?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked that. I wait for divine guidance on that. I believe there'll be one more.
So you don't have a time yet, though.
I don't. I know some of you are by telephone and not email. I will let White Star know when I'm given a signal, if there is to be. It may be approximately 8 o'clock. I'm not confirmed yet on that.
That you're speaking of 8 o'clock East Coast time.
That's correct.
Perhaps. Okay.
Perhaps.
All right.
I will get back. I do invite you, if you'd like, if you have an email address and you'd like me to be sure to include you on any email announcements about the hurricane or any hurricane, please email me at spiritdiva, SPIRITDIVA, at bellsouth.net. Spiritdiva at bellsouth.net. I bless you. Thank you. Yes.
So,
Spirit Diva, SPIRITDIVA, at bellsouth, bellsouth.net.
Are we still being recorded?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Would you like? I can take the recorder.
Why don't you take it off?
Yeah, take the recorder off.
Okay.
Because I'll give you my email address.
Thank you very much. One second.